Right, welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on a cold Friday. How about that? Not a fantastic Friday.
Stop.
It's a little cold
out. Gorgeous, sunny, beautiful.
Negative 13 wind chill.
Oh, that.
Right. Let me go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, as he does every Friday, NFL director at fansided.com, it's Matt Verderam. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. I'm warmer than you guys.
You know, the first question I want to ask you, what was going through your mind when your Kansas City Chiefs were down 24-0? I wish I could have called you at that point.
I can't say that on the radio. It was unpleasant. But then it was followed by, 20 real-time minutes of just something I never thought I'd see out of that football team. So it was weird. It was great. It was the craziest game I've ever watched in terms of the game swinging that quickly, that hard. But it did, and here we are.
Matt, a new report came out said that Tom Brady is embarrassed at how much he makes versus his peers. What do you think of that assertion?
Wow. You know, I don't know. Look, I'm not familiar at all with the reporter who reported that. I'm not saying it's accurate or it's inaccurate. I simply don't know. If it is accurate, then why did he negotiate that salary? Yeah. I mean, it's not like he was forced to take the salary he took. He certainly could have taken a lot more. So that's kind of on him, isn't it? I mean, ultimately, it's not like the Patriots are going to let him walk. If he wanted top dollar, he would have gotten it. I think all this, to a degree, is a lot of smoke and mirrors. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're going to have to either come to an agreement on a new deal, I'm assuming somewhat short-term, 1-2 years at the most, or he's going to test the market. I don't really think, I know that's a really simplistic way of looking at it, but it's just the truth. Either the Pats and Brady will come to an agreement before March 16th when free agency starts, or they won't, and then he'll hit the market, and then the Pats will have to match or exceed whatever offer he gets.
Take out the nostalgia factor, Matt, and what he means to the organization. Where do you think he's at right now, skill-wise, money-wise? $23 million, $28 million, $30 million? What do you think?
I think if this comes down to him saying, I want to get the most I can get, I think he's absolutely getting $30+ million a year. I don't think there's any question because he's still a very good player and he's Tom Brady. Like, even with the nostalgia taken out of it, he's still a very good quarterback. I get he's older, but there are going to be teams if he gets the open market. We're just going to say he's better than our quarterback, and a good quarterback these days is $30 million+ all day, anytime you want to talk about it. So I think he'd easily get that amount of money. Now, does he go back and get that money in New England? I don't know. My question for Pats fans who are lukewarm on that idea is this. Who are you getting that's better than him next year? Because this is about winning right now in New England. This isn't about 5 years from now. This isn't about if and when McDaniels takes over. This is about Belichick is 68 years old in April. Edelman's not getting any younger. You're trying to squeeze one more championship out of this team. If it's not Brady, then who in 2020?
Matt Verderam, NFL director, fansided.com, with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Matt, you're a diehard Chiefs fan. We know this. So if this was your team, would you rather see Brady retained at all costs, even if it meant the rest of the team won't be as good, or would you rather let Brady walk and just see what happens?
I'd retain Brady because without him, they're done. They're not winning anything this year without Brady. And I don't even, there's not even an argument in my opinion in the other direction. Who, again, to answer the question, try to answer the question I just posed, who is coming in and playing better football for them next year? Who's the guy? Who is it? Not Phillip Rivers. He's worse than Brady.
Right.
Not Cam Newton. I'd argue who's worse than Brady right now, even though he's 10 years younger. Is it a rookie? Are you drafting a rookie? Because you're not drafting Joe Burrow. You're probably not drafting Tua. You'd have to trade up and do a whole bunch of other things unless he's still injured. So you're probably looking at Jacob Eason, Jake Fromm, Jordan Love, maybe Justin Herbert if things don't go well for him in the Senior Bowl and the Combine.
Right.
Without Brady, they're not winning anything next year. So I would say you have to keep Brady and find a way to build around him on the market.
Matt, we talked about free agents for the Patriots. Brady and Rich want them to go after Amari Cooper. I'm like, I'll spend money on Henry at a running back, I can't, you know, spend that money for a wide receiver. You got four. I'm hoping N'Keal Harry steps up. Well, any other free agents out there? Which way do you go? Do you want Cooper? What do you think?
I think they've got to go with guys who are cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to be able to. If they sign Brady, they're not signing these guys. Yeah. First of all, I think Amari Cooper, look, he might get out of Dallas. The Cowboys are going to do everything imaginable to keep him. They trade a first-round pick for him. They've got a ton of cash space. Like, they are going to make a godfather offer at some point if they have to. Now, maybe he leaves anyway. I'm not saying I know to the contrary, but I can tell you that, you know, they invested a lot getting him. And with a new head coach coming in, they're not going to want to let their best weapon walk out.
Right.
I would, if I'm the Pats, I'm looking at a guy like Austin Ekeler would be an incredible fit.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
they already have James White, so maybe say, is that kind of duplicating it? But I think he'd be a great fit. I look at a guy like Robbie Anderson of the Jets.
Oh.
He's not going to be as much as Amari Cooper. He's still a really good player. Austin Hooper from the Falcons. Like, that's a tight end. You might want to invest some money into, right? He's a young guy. He's on the upswing. He's a good player. I think you're the Pats. You're looking for those types of guys. And obviously, we sit here and talk about a million other guys as well. Who are maybe like a 1B free agent or a top tier, like a level 2 guy. I don't think so. Like, Derrick Henry, to me, he's incredible.
Right.
But I don't know that they're going to spend that much money on a running back.
Right.
I agree. Matt, switching over to the Giants for a second here. We're a week into the Joe Judge era. What do you think about the staff that he's assembling, and what do you want to see happen as far as the offensive coordinator spot goes there?
I'd like to see him add some more veteran guys, some guys with some real experience in big spots, in big positions on the coaching staff, because he doesn't have that. The guys he's hired so far, not a ton of that. Like, at some point here, you got to have some, like, I would have loved for them to call Wade Phillips and like, hey, what is it going to cost? What would it cost you to be our defensive coordinator? I don't think it's happening, obviously, but I think like that would have been. I would have liked to see them do that. I think Jason Garrett is an OC there. Like, say we want to go with Jason Garrett, but Jason Garrett was a head coach for a decade. He could help Joe Judge through a lot of that uncertainty first year, 2 years of his time there. I think sometimes the biggest mistake young coaches make, they don't surround themselves with a veteran guy. You saw Sean McVay go to the Rams. And Sean McVay's a terrific coach in his own right. He brought in guys who've been around this league for a long time. Aaron Cromer, the offensive line coach. Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator. That kind of stuff to me matters. I think Joe Judge would be very wise to add some guys around him who have been in big spots as the guy, or at least as a coordinator, before this is all said and done.
Matt, the Titans have beaten your Chiefs. Can they do it again on Sunday?
Woo! Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Yes. No, I mean, look, I'm not picking them to do it, but they could do it. Yes, they're going to run the ball down the Chiefs' throat. Like, for anyone who thinks, like, you never know in football, it's a one-off thing, things can happen. I'd be very surprised if he's held Henry under 125 yards. The only way I think that happens is if Kansas City gets way out in front early, and that's the nuclear option for the Titans. Because if Kansas City gets out ahead in this game by a couple scores, Tennessee's in a very tough position. The Chiefs do have a very good pass defense. The Titans they've given up 56 sacks this year, third most in the league. Chris Jones is back at practice today. Look for him to play on Sunday. That would be a tough spot. But no, look, I think they'll run the ball effectively. The defense, they'll completely shut down Kansas City's running game, although I don't know that the Chiefs care. The Chiefs will just spread them out and throw the ball. Look, I think the Chiefs win something like 30-20. I don't think it's a blowout. But I think the Chiefs are just a better team. When Houston had them down 24-0, that was the AFC shot, in my opinion, to knock them out. They didn't do it. Chiefs come roaring back. I think the Titans are a legitimately good team. I don't think this is a mirage. But I just think in this spot, I think, you know, look, they played New England and Baltimore, two teams that can't throw the ball. Kansas City can throw the ball. Like, they're going to force Tennessee to play away. Tennessee doesn't want to play. And I think ultimately that's the difference.
You know, Matt, we were having some fun earlier this week. I want to ask you now. So quarterbacks aside, you can't pick a quarterback. So the two rules, you can't pick a quarterback and money is no option. If you could take one player from the remaining four teams and put one of them on the Patriots, who would you take?
George Kittle. Kittle. Because the Pats and Gronkowski so much more than most people even believe. Look, Kittle is like a sixth offensive lineman in the run game, which is what Gronkowski was at the height of his career. And Kittle's a great pass catcher. You can use him as a receiver. You could use him as just a traditional tight end. Use him as an H-back. Kittle would transform that entire offense. Yeah, they'd still look to get a guy to stretch the field, and that's fine. But Kittle would be like adding a really good offensive tackle, and along with Travis Kelce, the best tight end in football.
All right. Packers, 49ers. Look, I don't know if anybody has more pressure than Aaron Rodgers, though. Jimmy G probably has a little bit of pressure. How do you see this game? What do you think about this one?
I think the Niners are just significantly better. I know they bowled with 13-3, and I'm not even talking about the game in Week 12, because to me, look, all that stuff, that's earlier in the year. It's regular season. It's just different. It is. If you go back historically, it's almost always different. The reason I feel like the Niners are just, they're a dominant defensive front. They, in my opinion, are a little bit better coach. So I think LaFleur's done a very nice job. Shanahan's the wizard offensively. The only thing about this game that gives me pause, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, but if I was, it would give me a lot of pause in the game.
Right.
Rodgers has the capability of just drastically outplaying Garoppolo in this game. And that would be the one, if I'm a Niners fan, it's the only thing that worries me in this game. The Packers, I don't think, are better than them anywhere on the field, except at the most important position, which, by the way, is why, in a lot of ways, I think Kansas City will win as well. You get to this point in the year, and you know, that quarterback who can just throw his team on his back, like, that's such a weapon to have. I think the Niners will win. I just think they're better. I think Garoppolo will do enough. But if Garoppolo has one of these games, and he's had a handful from this year, where he throws two picks and he doesn't look great, they can lose. Because Rodgers could have a game where he goes for 350 and four touchdowns, and they win.
Will you be live on video while you're watching the Chiefs game? I just want to know so we could tune in.
You know what? I know you're saying this is a joke. Fan-sided really, like, pushed all week for me to be on a live stream during the game. I will not be. Because I am a professional, and I am unbiased in my analysis and in my writing and my reporting, but I am not unbiased during those 3 hours.
I love it. I am not
putting myself on a camera where everyone can record it till the end of time.
He's Matt Verderam, NFL director at fansided.com. Good luck to you and your Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.